By way of invitation this evening, I'd like you to turn to James chapter 5. Interesting thing about James and his writing, he seems to have a real problem with rich people. You might remember in the second chapter, as he was talking about the sin of personal favoritism, he noted that what they were doing in their assemblies is showing a disrespect for the poor man, and yet showing preference for the rich man. And in verse 6 of the text, he indicates to them how this isn't even logical because it's the rich who oppress you and drag you into court. And so there was an indication there of some abuse on the part of rich people with regard to the prestige and influence that they had in society at that time. Of course, that's the same kind of thing that can be present in any culture and at any time. There's a further description of rich people given in chapter 5 in verses 1 through 6 that I wanted to read very quickly. He says, "Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted, your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you, and you will eat and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of the Sabbath. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the just. He does not resist you." Now, when you look at that, we see that the problem is not so much with rich people, but the abuse of the rich people. That is, how they're treating other individuals, the sinfulness that is present. Again, it is something that's rather typical, not necessarily so, but typical of those who are rich, that they'll abuse their power and their position. And these individuals certainly were doing this. Now, I want you to notice in verse 10, as he refers to the brethren, those who themselves have been oppressed by the rich. He says in verse 10, "My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed to endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job, seeing the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful." Now, there is a lesson here for us, and that is that God loves us. He cares for us. He is merciful. He is compassionate. And no matter how much we might suffer, at the hands of the rich or of any other, as a result of our faith in Christ, that if we remain steadfast, that if we live righteously, in the end, His mercy will shine upon us. And ultimately, our salvation will make anything that we suffer here on this earth well worth our effort and well worth our sacrifice. And so keep that in mind. We offer an invitation at this time to anyone who's here who may desire to obtain that better thing, who may have reached the point where they recognize how important it is to look to eternity and strive for that eternal reward rather than what this world has to offer. If that describes you, then we call upon you to repent of your sins, confess Him as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. If we can help you or any other to answer that invitation call this evening, we offer the opportunity to you and ask that you come while together we stand while we sing.